Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, greetings, greetings. This is the Archbishop coming to you live from the Caribbean Islands. Amen. I just thank God for you all for today. I just so grateful to you. Want to invite everyone to come to our upcoming Sukkot. Amen. As we celebrate God's birthday celebration. Amen. How old is God? God, the Almighty, Abba, Father. Amen. Who knows? The Word of God said, wisdom said that wisdom was with God, you know, before the earth was, before all of its establishments of the mountains and all that we see. Amen. So anyway, we're celebrating God's birthday celebration in Jamaica, amen, and in Florida. I thank God for the Archbishop also that she's going to be kicking off the birthday celebration, kicks off this year at sunset on September 29th, 2023. I always thank God for each and every one of you that you know, tuning in to the broadcast and with me, and we'll go live. We're going to have a baptism at the Miracle Water. Oh, my gosh, I did that in 2017, and it was just that water. Once I went down into the water and came back up, my whole body felt so alive. I'm telling you, I know baptism is a renewing of, you know, your vow to God and rededicating, you know, and consecrating your life to God, you know, through the blood of Jesus Christ, his only begotten son. But I'm saying that water so I'm here in the Caribbean Islands, and I'm going to do it again, you know, rededicate and see what God will do for me in another dispensation of time as we move forward. We launch out into deep, you know. And so today we're going to be talking about Isaiah chapter 55. One of the students of Isaiah, the prophet, wrote the word that he heard from Isaiah. Amen? And so we, you know, as scholars and theologians, we debate, was it the student that was writing this particular chapter, or was it Isaiah himself, the prophet? One don't know because we weren't there, amen? So I am just so excited about all of you tuning in to the broadcast as we stream live today. Today is the Sabbath of the Lord, of course, and some people celebrate the Sabbath starting on Friday, and some people start the Sabbath on Saturday, and some Christians in Christendom celebrate their break on Sunday. You know, some people celebrate Monday as a day of rest. But whichever day that you celebrate the Sabbath of the Lord, you know, it's all good. You're obeying God's word. It says that your body needs to rest. Amen. And so we're resting in the Lord. So we're going to turn our attention to the scripture, and I'm going to start off with prayer. And to recognize the one true and living God, and just want to thank him for this day, the day that he has made, and I truly shall rejoice and be glad in this day. Amen. So I want to put my hat on, you know, and everything, you know, because in Jamaica, in the Caribbean Islands, they, you know, they use hats and to cover, and some people use scarf and so forth. So I'm just going to reach out and grab my hat here for a minute. Amen. Amen. Praise God and bless his holy name. I love this little hat, man. I got it a couple of months ago, and it's a great little nice hat, especially when I go out in the sun. It just really protects me, protects my head. Amen. So we're going to pray, right? Hey, Father God, we thank you, Father, for this day. We bless your holy name. We praise you. Oh, woman, by woman. So let's start all over. Father God, we thank you, Father, for this day. We thank you, Lord God, for your word. We thank you, Father, for this opportunity that you've given unto me to expound your word. I ask, Lord God, that you just ignite me, just empower me with the power of the Holy Ghost on fire. Thank you, Lord God, for all the angels that surround me, angels of God from the north, angels of God from the east, angels of God from the south, angels of God from the west, angels of God from the northeast, angels of God from the southeast, angels of God from the northwest, angels of God from the southwest. In Jesus' name, Lord God, just ignite me, fill my mouth with truth, righteousness, holiness, Lord God, and the spirit of wisdom. I thank you, Lord God, for the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of understanding. As we go into your word, Lord God, help us to get that understanding clearly so we will know how to go forward in our day, Lord God, as we celebrate you. I pray also, Lord God, for the upcoming Sukkot, Lord God, 8 days of praise and celebrating you, Lord God, from September 29th, 2023, all the way to October 7th, 2023, 8 days of total praise and joy and just celebrating you, Lord God. So we just ask for it, Father God, for your divine help, that season, that 8 days would just be a perfect, the weather just be, we command the weather to just be totally perfect all over the world. Amen. Just a beautiful sunrise, beautiful sky. We command all the elements to rejoice with us as we praise you and bless your holy name, as we magnify you, and we thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. All right, so I want you to turn your attention to the book of Isaiah, chapter 55. And I was reading it this morning during my time of meditation. And it was just really, 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 really amazing. And I'm here in my, you know, my little apartment and here in Jamaica. And I'm just really loving upon how I've been treated since I've been here. Just awesome, you know. So Isaiah reads as follows. Amen. Everyone that thirsts, come ye to the waters. And he that has no money, come ye and buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Verse 2 says, wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread? That's a question mark. And your labor for that which satisfy not. Another question. Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Period. That's a statement. Verse 3 says, incline your ears and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, ever the sure mercies of David. Period. Verse 4 says, behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Period. Verse 5 says, behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, semicolon, for he has glorified thee, period. Verse 6 says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near, Verse 7 says, let the wicked
forsake his ways, comma, and the unrighteous man, his thoughts, colon, and let him return unto the Lord, comma, and he will have mercy upon him, semicolon, and to our God, comma, for he will abundantly pardon, period. Verse number 8 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, comma, neither are your ways my ways, comma, said the Lord, period. For as the heavens are as high and higher than the earth, comma, so are my ways higher than your thoughts, than your thoughts. So are my ways higher than your ways, comma, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Period. Verse 10 says, for as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and return it not hither or thither, comma, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, comma, that it may give seed to the sower, comma, and bread to the eater, colon. Verse 11 says, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth, and that's a colon, and it shall not return unto me void, comma, but it shall accomplish that which it I please, comma, and it shall prosper in the things whereto I send it, period. Verse 12 says, for ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace, that's a colon, and the mountains and the hills shall break forth before you in singing, comma, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands, period. Verse 13 and last, it says, instead of the thorn shall come up the fern tree, comma, and instead of the briar shall come up the mitral tree, or myrtle tree, and that's a colon. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for comma, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Let me say that one more time. And we're reading from Isaiah 55, verse 13, and I'm going to read the last section of verse 13, so section A, and section B, and section C. Section B says, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. So to understand that, let's go back to verse 12. It says, for you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. I mean, you need to shout right there. That's a shouting moment. Amen? And instead of thorns, the trees shall come forth, the fern trees. And instead of briar trees, you know, bear no fruit, it shall come forth and it shall come up with myrtle trees. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. You, my friend, shall not be cut off. Amen? Amen. Praise God and bless his holy name. So I'm going to break down what Isaiah is saying to me today. Amen. In this 21st century, in the year of our Lord, 2023. On this day, Saturday, September the 23rd. Today is it? What day is it? Oh, my God. Let me look at the calendar. 23rd. Yeah. 9/23/2023. Powerful month, man. This is a Sabbath of the Lord. Every single day in this month of September has been fabulous. It's been like so amazing, so much testimony and testament. So what it means to me, now, many may not agree with me, but myself as a scholar and as a theologian, and the word of God is in my mouth, and I speak God's word, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to anoint me and appoint me to unveil, amen, what it is that God is saying to us in his word today. Amen? What is he saying to me? And I pray that you that are listening to the sound of my voice, if not today, maybe tomorrow, maybe next week, maybe next year, so we never shut down. Amen? The word of God is perpetual, forever, continuous and continuum, and it shall not be cut off. Amen? So at whatever time that you're listening to the words that are coming out of my mouth, amen, I pray that you'll feel and get that anointing that is coming through me today, and you'll feel it. Amen. Glory be to God. Let us pray. Father God, I just thank you, Lord God, for your word, but thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to rejoice in you today. I thank you, Lord God. I pray, as your word says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be found acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, thou art my strength and my redeemer. I pray, Lord God, as we send forth the invitation for people to come, that they will come from the north, they'll come from the south, they'll come from the east, they'll come from the west, they'll come from the northeast and the southeast, and they'll come from the northwest and the southwest in the mighty name of Jesus. Come for the praises of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Come now, Holy Spirit. Come. Hallelujah. I plead the blood of Jesus upon today's broadcast, and I pray that for the healing of this nation, and I pray for the healing of the families, and I pray for those that are in bereavement, and pray that they'll remember their loved one that has gone on before and remember all the good times in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Remember all the good that their auntie did for them or their mother or their sister or their uncle or their nephew or their cousin or, you know, their father and their loved one or their employee that did such great work or their employer that was so kind and good. We pray for those who have gone on before, but we pray more for those that are in the land of the living above ground in the name of Jesus Christ, because they're now the true legacy to go forward on this day. I pray for those that are in bereavement, if you just be comforted through the power of the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, is the great comforter. Amen. Glory be to God who leads you into all truth in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for the spirit of wisdom as we move forward and to really break down the word of God. So it says, Isaiah chapter 55 says, Ho, H-O. And I like, you know, like, you know, like, ho, ho, ho. It says, everyone that serves. Amen. Everyone that thirsts. I mean, you need some water, man. I got my little bottle of water here. Got from the mountains of the Caribbean islands, man. I'm telling you, sweet natural rain water that came down from the heavens and filled up the tank. Pure. All natural, 100% water. Everyone that thirsts, come to the waters. And he that has no money, he said, God, you don't need no money. I was chastised by one minister. He said, what about the tithes and the offering? The word of God says, come ye that has no money. There's one section B says, for me to buy. Now, how in the world are you going to buy without money? But that's what it says. And not only to buy, but come and eat. Yea, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wow, what a great revelation. God really has to show me how to work this one. Amen? I'm telling the people to come now. Don't bring no money if you're going to eat. And you're going to have wine and you're going to have some milk. The blood of Jesus. Verse 2 says, so wherefore do you spend money? It's a question. It's asking you today, all over the world, wherever you may be. Why do you spend money on things that is not bread? You spend money and you can't eat for the things that you purchase. You're starving, you're hungry. Oh, glory be to God, man. And you labor for that which satisfies not. You work all day. You work all night. And it's still not satisfied. You're not happy. You got a 9-to-5 job paying you $19 an hour, $20 an hour, $50 an hour, $100 an hour, $1,000 an hour. And you're still not satisfied. Mm-hmm. The multi-millionaires, the multi-billionaires, they make, I don't know, more than $1,000 an hour in their income, in their economy of things, in their intelligence of things, in the artificial intelligence and cyber university of things, making thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars per hour. And they're still not satisfied. They want more. Want more. So the Bible is saying, why are you doing this? You labor for that which does not satisfy. Question mark. The word of God says hearken, which means to listen with your ears. Hear. Hearken unto me and eat. Eat that which is good. And let your soul delight in the fatness of the Lord, the fatness of God's glory. The fatness of the Holy One, God himself. Amen. It says, incline your ears and come unto me. Come on, man, hear, and your soul shall live. Your mind, your soul is your mind. Amen. Your thoughts are things. And you shall live and will make an everlasting. God says, I will make an everlasting covenant with you. I, God, the capital G, capital O, capital D, the Almighty, Jehovah, El Shaddai, Elohim, Elohishkenu, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shalom. Amen. The God of all gods, the Abba Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in the heavens, in the heavens, in the heavens, in the heavens, in the universe, in the Milky Way. God, that I will make a covenant with you. And even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to be to the people. But God is concerned about the people. I was watching someone send me a video clip, you know, and I don't know why they sent it to me, but I was looking at, you know, a people. They call themselves the Messiah people, and they're from the land and the country called Tanzania, right? And it's the people. And they're being moved and evicted from their homestead. Amen. They had a covenant in 1959 to move and to be at this particular place. But now, 83, 84 years later, they want to break that covenant and evict these people out of their homestead, out of their land, because they're too much. Their cattle, they're too much. They're multiplying. See, when God has an anointing on your life, you're going to multiply. Amen. So they're disrupting the economics and the ecosystem of the government because the government know that tourism and, people that come to hunt the animals and the safaris and all of that. The Germans came through and they got their park and tourism come through and see the lions and the tigers and the zebras and the rhinoceros and the hippopotamus and the giraffe and all these natural wonders. And they drive by, looking, and they pay their money to go through the park and see the wonders. And some come and they have their guns and they, during the season they shoot and they kill and destroy an animal. And for their, elephants, for their tusks, or, just taking the ivory and all this other thing. The baboons, the rhinoceros, the gorillas, and all of these animals are destroying God's creation for a rug or for their piano or for their things, their jewelry, their substances that they like to dangle upon their neck. They got to get rid of the people because the people are in the way. The cattle are just running just amok all over the place. And we're gonna ticket those animals, let them pay tax for running into our land. Amen. People don't have the money to pay the tax. What outrageous nonsense the government is doing to the people. My thing is, give me some land to buy. I'll buy it, and I'll put the Messiah over there for a perpetual forever covenant that they will not be moved, as God says, for an everlasting sign that they shall not be cut off. Uh-huh. It's like a people is coming into a person's land and want to enslave these people, but they say we're not going to enslave them this time, so we're going to move them from their property, something that's rightfully theirs. Oh, God forbid. We're not going to hear about this. And they send this to me, the archbishop, to see what I would say, because they want to hear from God. What does God say? You need to leave them people alone on their land. But if you decide to move them, this time the covenant that you'll make, the government will make with this Messiah people, is an everlasting covenant that will be perpetual, because these people are going to continue to multiply. Their flocks and their herds will continue to multiply like no other. Amen. Praise God. Because when God's people, it's about God's business. See, you cannot move the landmark, because when you move the landmark, all kind of hell breaks loose on you. Mm-hmm. God said, touch not mine anointed and do my prophets no harm. It's the reason God says he will be the reward. He will be the vengeance that you have to deal with. Vengeance, says the Lord. I, God, will repay. The government of the nation of Tanzania, the president, I honored her in 2021, and she came to the United States on my petition to come, and I gave her her doctoral, a theologian, as a theology, as an Amethystian university, and she's a Muslim, and she came, she honored me, and she stayed in New York with, the world leaders and spoke, and then she came through D.C. and she went back home. I was so grateful that she showed up when we celebrated Sukkah for 2021. I'm just so proud of her. Amen. Being a female president of Tanzania. And she has to take care of the government and the government and the people and the ecosystem. And I understand that. But the people of a culture of the Maasai, you got to understand that. Give me the land to buy. Give me a section. Let me buy it with money from the United States of America currency. I'll buy it. Give me the same size as the United States. I'll buy that land. Amen. And we'll put them there. And that will be an eternal, perpetual covenant that I will make with the people. As a Messiah lawyer, you know, give me a holler. 562-443-1734. Or email me, mkspcg1@gmail.com. Amen. Let's move on to the Word of God. As God is speaking to me today, he said that he wants you to incline your ears and come unto him. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you. Amen. Verse 4 says, behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. David is the witness. God bless that young man to be a king over a nation, over God's people. Isn't that a great honor for God to choose you to be that leader for today, to be the leader of your family, to lead them into righteousness, to lead them, to show them the direction to God and no other, not to the right or not to the left. Don't go back. Don't do a moonwalk or nothing. Go straight to God. Look to the hills from whence cometh my help. For my help cometh from the Lord. Amen. The maker of all the heavens and all the earth. Amen. Praise God and bless his holy name. The word of God said you need no money. Huh? Come drink the water that spring up into everlasting life, water that you will never thirst. The name of Jesus, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He's the Lord of lords. He's the King of kings. He's a wonder. Excuse me, I'm going to drink some of this cold water. Amen. From the dewdrops of the rain, man. I'm telling you, how wonderful is this? I caught it from the rain, man. The rain that came a couple of days ago. I think it was yesterday they had an earthquake here in the island of Jamaica. An earthquake. Seemed like every time I come here, an earthquake happened. Last time I was here in 2017, there was an earthquake that happened when I got baptized. Ain't that something? God is speaking to us. And he's speaking very clearly, and he's speaking through his word. And I'm so grateful that God has anointed me to be a vessel, a chosen vessel, to speak his word to his great people. It's just an honor, and I'm so humbled to be the spokesperson, a female, a woman, to speak God's word to God's people. They get you excited about God's word. Verse 5 says, behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee. Uh-huh. Because of the Lord and thy God. People are running to me left and right with this stuff. Right? Why? It's because of the Lord God. The anointing that's upon my life, they want some of that. Huh? They want to say, Archbishop, bless me, and bless me indeed. Here, you take this, and I want my blessings from you. Now, pray for me, please. Amen. And give my personal problems to God. Amen. And he said here, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified thee. God himself has glorified me, the Archbishop, Dr. Marcia, Karen, Abram, Almighty. Amen. Amen? Amen. If you don't think I'm blessed and glorified by God, you need to look again. I am blessed when I go out. I'm blessed when I come in. I'm blessed when I go in the field. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed when I'm in the Caribbean island. I'm blessed when I'm in the United States of America. I'm blessed when I go to China. In December, I'll be visiting China in the name of Jesus Christ. I was invited, and I said, okay, I'll come. Why? I don't know, but I'm going to be there. Amen. In China. Huh? I'll be blessed wherever I sit, wherever I stay. I'll be blessed wherever I am. For God himself has glorified me in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In 2025, we'll be all in Israel, praising God for 8 days during Sukkot 2025. I invite you to come. and we go to Israel. Amen? Praise God and bless his holy name. Since that 2024, we'll celebrate in California, the land over there in the Sacramento. We'll be praising God and blessing his holy name 8 days. But now, since that this year, 2023, we're in the Caribbean island of Jamaica, celebrating God 8 days of celebration, moving into Fort Lauderdale, Florida, igniting, praising God, and just shouting, drinking, you know, the grapes and the wine or whatever, praising him, dancing for the Lord, dancing like David danced, dance, 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 dance. I'm going to dance, 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 dance. I'm going to praise God. I'm going to bless him. I'm going to thank him for this day. I'm going to thank him for next year. I'm going to thank him for just bringing me into, for waking me up. I'm going to thank him for, you know, everything. They chastised me. I saw another video that was sent to me. I guess, I don't know if it's being sent to me or I open up my computer and the news is there, but I think it's being sent to me. Now, here we have a young man and his tracks and his braids, his dreads is just growing so long, and the government has now made a law that your hair is a reproach. Now, when I look at the word of God, God's word says our hair is our strength. The people of God, you got to understand that your hair is your strength. Don't let no man have you cut your hair. Don't ever cut your hair, because your hair is your strength. Look at the word of God when you look at, there was a man, you remember? And the woman that he loved, she told the people about his hair, and they cut his hair, and he got weak as I don't know what. They even blinded him. They beat him, and they did all kind of tormented, laughed and abused him. Young man, don't ever cut your hair in the name of Jesus Christ. And that is from the Archbishop, Dr. Marcia Kenneth Abrams Dalmasi. Huh? Let your hair grow long. Let your locks grow long, because that is your strength in Jesus' name. And apparently, your whole family, from generation to generation, has been growing their hair a very long time. All the men of that family, from what I read, grow their hair. So if they want to suspend you from school, start a new school. Mom, Dad, huh? You know, in your space, and just do it right. Homeschool the child until he graduates and he goes into college. It's just that simple. Sign up with your state and become the teacher of your son. And teach every subject and teach him well and make sure he does all his classwork on time. Amen. And don't give him a break. Amen. They don't want you there and they're a little program, that's fine. We got our own program. We are the children of God. And the children of God have no fear for no man. We don't have to beg. We don't have to borrow. We're not broke. We're filthy rich. The children of God is the heirs, the inheritance of God. And all this peace is mine. Amen? Amen to the word of God. Isaiah 55, verse 6 says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Seek God first thing in the morning and seek him early. Get up out of your bed. Get up off your sleeping slumber. Wash yourself up. Go to the bathroom. And in the military, they said, go to the latrine. Empty your bladder. Do your bowel movement. Whatever. Get rid of all the gas. Brush your teeth, gargle, you know, get rid of all the, you know, excessive mucus and all that other stuff, because you're not eating right. Amen? If you're eating right, all that stuff doesn't even happen to you. All that stuff, your eyes and nose, will never be congested. You eat right. And I talked to you about that in my book, The Book of Love by the Archbishop, Natural Herbal Remedies. Amen? Want my book? You know, let me know. I think I said it was only $14.99. I have no idea. I can send you one page. You tell me what's wrong with you, what the doctor has recommended you to take and all that, and I'll send you that one page that deals with the area of your body that needs to be healed. Herbal remedies, natural fruits from the earth, natural vegetables from the earth. You are earth. 28 minerals and vitamins you got to take every day
and you're healed and you're well and you live long. Amen. And you'll prosper. So after you wash up yourself, you took your shower and stuff, towel down and pat the skin down, take care of the massive organ, your skin, take care of it. Amen. And shower cap and shower hair, you know, wash it out, you know, get a towel dried up. Now you kneel down and you seek God. So now you're fresh and clean. You're presenting yourself to God, holy and acceptable before the Holy One of God himself, his throne. And say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in the heavens, in the heavens of heaven. Give me this day my daily bread. Hallelujah. Glory be. And even put your name in the prayer. Give the Archbishop Dr. Marcia Kenneth Abram Dalmasi the bread of life, the bread of life. Give me your word, Lord God. Speak to me. Speak, Lord. Speak to me. Forgive me for all the sins that I've committed in my mortal body, Father God. I repent of my sins for all the people that I've hurt since I've been alive. Forgive me of all my sins. Forgive me all my trespasses that I've put myself in debt and I can't pay the creditor. Forgive me of all those that I owe my creditors. Forgive me for all my trespasses, my unrighteousness. Forgive me, Father God, I sin, I repent. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me, the Archbishop Dr. Marcia Chancellor, Abram Dalmasi, forever. My angels of God of the mercies and the angels of God of goodness shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord. And everywhere I am the church of the living God, is the house of God. Amen? So then you open your Bible and you read from God's word, God's anointed word. Amen? Glory be to God. And you found Isaiah 55, and it says, Ho, everyone that thirsts, come ye to the waters. And he that has no money, come ye and buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money that is not bread and labor for that which satisfy not? Hearken diligently unto me and eat ye that which is good and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ears and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God and for the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he is near. Verse 7, all right? And it says, Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Amen? So what does that mean to us today? Let the wicked forsake his ways. It says that all men, the word of God says that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So the word here, Isaiah is saying to us in verse 7, let the wicked forsake his ways. So even those that are wicked can repent and they can forsake their ways. They can turn from their evil ways. Huh? The prayer I just prayed just a few minutes ago, all you have to do is rewind this video and just pray that prayer. And God will teach you
the way of goodness, righteousness, the way of love and charity, the way of peace and holiness. Let the wicked, but, you know, God's word is saying, you wicked man, you wicked woman, you have to confess with your mouth. You have to make the decision to change and turn from your wicked ways. Not just one way. You have many, many strategies and schemes that you've been contemplating for all of your life. And you got another idea. You're going to try and play that one off today. The Bible says, let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. The unrighteous man his thoughts. The unrighteous woman, the unrighteous boy, the unrighteous girl. You know, you plan to do some unrighteous things to some people. You want them to work and you don't want them to pay it. You want them to do for you, but you want to take from them. That's unrighteousness. Mm-hmm. Moving the people off the land that they lived on for many, many years that you promised to them, and now you want to change your mind with your covenant and to move them and let them go anywhere they want to go, right? They have to go to a specific place and let them live in peace. See, the same thing, history repeats itself. The same thing that happened many, many years ago in the 1500s and stuff to our people there in Africa is the same thing. It's like a duplication of what's happening right now to the Messiah people. Yeah? You're not going to have no slavery happening ever again to God's people, ever again, as long as I live, as long as God lends me breath. No one shall enslave God's people ever again. God's people will do righteously. God's people will forsake their evil ways. God's people sometimes are very wicked and very mean. Oh, my God, God forbid, really? God's people? I'm only talking to God's people. So let the wicked forsake his ways. Sometimes God's people are very wicked. You're not supposed to be wicked. You're supposed to love all men, love at all times. You must forgive people of the wrongs that they've done unto you, not to turn and do wrong back. It says, turn the other cheek. They slap you one side, turn the other one. Give them the other cheek. Give them your backside. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Peace. Make peace with all men. Some of God's people are very unrighteous. And they have unrighteous thoughts. They think wrong. And they do wrong. And they act wrong. And people say, is that a child of God? Is that a bishop? Is that a minister? Is that a deacon? They're questioning themselves. They're scratching their head. What? Is that the one that says, Lord, Lord? And they call on Jesus and stuff? Really? The world is looking at you, man and woman of God. The world wants a true man and woman of God to speak God's word and speak the truth and speak it ever and speak it clearly, cause it what it will. See, I say the truth, and, you know, people don't like me for saying the truth. They hate my God. But I don't care. As long as that they will be saved and they will be filled with the precious Holy Ghost one day, one day. I want that all men to be saved and to come with me and be with me in the heavens. So when we do the eulogy, you will know that when you rest in peace, you truly have rested in Abraham's bosom, waiting for Jesus to come back. Amen? Praise God and bless his holy name. And you will be with Jesus in the grave by and by. By and by. When the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story how we overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story how we overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. You know, that's a powerful song. But I want you to live in the land of the living and be in good health now. Because the kingdom of God is here now in the land of living. Right? And it will be well with you. So the word of God is saying in verse 7, let the wicked forsake his ways or her ways or their ways, and let the unrighteous man or woman or boy or girl turn unto the Lord and will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. God will forgive you of every sin except the sin of blasphemy. You cannot blaspheme the Holy Ghost. That is the sin that is unrepentable. You cannot commit suicide because you don't have a chance to say, God, forgive me, because you're dead. You have no right to kill yourself. You couldn't create yourself, so you're stressed out. You can't make ends meet. You don't know how you're going to, you know, deal. You're ashamed of the things that you've done. Do not take a rope and hang yourself. Please, sir, please, ma'am. That sin is unforgivable sin, an abomination. Huh? Every sin that man or woman can commit is repentable and forgivable. God said that he will abundantly pardon you through his precious son, Jesus Christ. Verse 8 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. You know, you may think you got God's right. People like to put God in a box and say, well, we've always done it this way. But God is changing every day. He's new every morning. I've been doing virtual broadcasting, and people are like, what is she doing? Now everybody, hey, I got my own little Zoom. I got my, you know, I got my Instagram. I got my, you know. I'm like, look at God. Should we shoot it now? The word of God has gone viral on the World Wide Web with artificial intelligence now, man. Amen. Saying God's word. Amen. Praise God and bless his holy name. Verse 8 says, he says his thoughts are not our thoughts, and nor is his ways our ways, saith the Lord. For as the heaven is higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. That's very self-explanatory. I don't have to, you know, debate about this and go over this, and I don't have to. I think you got that. God is saying his thoughts, the way he thinks about things. Remember, he created you in his own image. You are the image of God. When you look into the mirror, however you look, whatever man may say about the way you look just does not matter. You are, in your own being, the image of God. And the purpose that God has put in you was from the beginning of time. So it's nothing new under the sun. Just be you. Do what God has called you to do. Amen. Verse number 10. For as the rain comes down and as the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and make it to bring forth and bud, that it may bring seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that go forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. See, God's word is truth. It's life, and it's everlasting life, the everlasting covenant that God has made with man. Amen. That you shall live and not die. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and all they that dwell in this earth that we live on belongs to God. All mankind belongs to God. All nation, all creed, all culture, all languages belong unto God. Mm-hmm. Glory be to God. Verse 12 says, for you shall go out with joy. God is saying, you come to me. I'm going to give you water. I'm going to give you the bread of life. All my words I'm going to give unto you, and you shall live. You're going to go out now with joy.
and be led forth with peace. You're going to have peace as you're going in, peace when you come out, peace in your house, your room, your bedroom, your bathroom. When you go in the kitchen, you'll have peace, peace in your land that you have, peace on your job. You, your little cubicle where you work will be peaceful. People will be running to you just to sit by you because there's such great peace that surrounds you. My peace, God says, I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. The peace that God gives is a peace that's an everlasting peace. You'll be able to sleep at night when all the world is like on kind of fire, burning up and all kind of stuff, is disaster on every hand. You're just resting like a baby. Peaceful sleep and sleeping well and slumbering because you're in the bosom of Abraham. You're in under the ark of the covenant of God. Excuse me. Drink my rain water. Amen. Praise God. Natural. 100%. Oof, man. On the mountains of the Caribbean Islands. It says, the mountains and the hills shall break forth and sing. Wow. I have some land up in Maryland. It's on the mountains of Allegheny County, right? Man, that place is so beautiful. They got some lavender, man. As you're going up into the mountains there in Maryland, as you're driving, you know, it's like you're driving, but you don't even realize that you're going to the greatest height that there is. And you go and you see the cloud, the circle of cloud, you know, and you're going into a fog, and you think it's a fog, but it's a cloud. You're so high. You're higher than the radio towers, man. I'm serious. The signal towers where the telephone tied up. You're going up, and you keep on going up, and then you have these lavender trees, man, and you smell the lavenders, and it's just like so, so pure. The earth, I mean, the elements, the earth there is just so pure. And then you see this one house on the mountain, all by itself. Oh, my goodness, this is crazy. And you keep on driving up. Oh, my God, you're 13,000 foot above sea level. You know, my house is way up there, man. I'm telling you, all the tip-top, man. You know, and then it's, you know, it's just so flat. Amen. It's amazing. Oh, my God. Glory be to God. You got to come, man. And, you know, Amtrak goes there and, you know, everything. And then they got water, and it used to be a place where the miners used to, you know, get coal and everything, you know, that. Not a history right there. God is blessing with that place. And I thank God for that. Amen. We'll be building it up and redoing it, fixing it up and all of that. And a two-family house. And the Lord bless him. We're going to put up some townhouses up in that same area. That's God, man. The blessing and the overflow of God. So the mountain is going to just sing, huh? And the hills shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. See, when you're one with God, the earth moves with you. Amen. The trees are going to clap their hands. You know, the waves. You know, I told you about the lavender tree. It just, you know, and you feel that breeze and that lavender smell. Oh, my goodness. It's like heaven, man. Oh, my goodness. It's just so beautiful. Amen. So that scripture is basically self-explanatory. You can take it any way you want to take it and, you know, redefine it, read it for yourself. You know, I'm saying this is how God, I'm interpreting how God's word is speaking to me today. Amen. Verse number 12, I finished, and now the last verse is, instead of the thorns, you shall bring forth the fern tree. Your land shall bring forth beautiful fern trees. And instead of briar, you know, prickly, woody a tree that has nothing, no fruit on it, it just will hurt you. Oh, my goodness. You shall come forth, you shall come up with myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Glory be to God. You
shall be an everlasting sign to God, and you shall never be cut off. Amen. I read in your hearing Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1 through verse 13. It's exhortation to seek the Lord. Isaiah, you know, is telling you, seek first God. Seek the Lord while he's near. Seek him ever. Amen. And nations shall come to you. Huh? Nations that didn't know you and you didn't know shall run to you because of the Lord your God. You're going to help so many people. You're going to be a blessing to so many people. I am a blessing to the entire world. Amen. And I say that, and I come, and I say it without apology. Huh? Because of me, because I live in the time that I live, as long as God lendeth me breath, which I shall live 168 years, I've claimed that, and I'm going to be translated. Amen. They won't be burying me because they won't be able to find me. Uh-huh. I'll be like an Enoch, man, like a Jesus Christ, man. They were all translated. You know, Moses was translated. They were looking up. I know he went up to the mountain, but I don't know what happened to him. They can't find the burial tomb. They can't find anything. They don't know what happened to the guy. That's me, yours truly, the Archbishop, Dr. Marcia Karen Smith Abrams Almasi. That's my legacy. And because I'm here on this earth, I love you so much. For God so loved the world, John 3:16, that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Amen. Come with me, man. Come and wine and dine with me, man. I don't know how. I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to show me, but it says in the beginning, so come, come if you're thirsty, come, you know, get some water. Come with no money. And he said, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money, without price. Oh, my God. That's a serious thing. Oh, you have to show me how to deal with that. To give God people. Forget something else. They be wanting stuff. And they want stuff, and they don't want to pay for stuff. I'm like, God, I got to pay for stuff. I got bills I got to pay. God, don't you understand? I got to pay for stuff. If people understand who I am and they bless me, their substance will be blessed, and will be blessed indeed. They don't ask me for nothing, man. Because as I sit, your stuff will just prosper wherever you allow me to be. Your stuff will just take on a new form and a new everything. Amen? Because you bless me. Because God said in Genesis, God said he's going to bless everyone that blessed Abram. Well, I'm Abram of the 21st century, and now Almasi. Almasi is a Persian name. It's a Persian word from the Persian, from the guy that had owned all the land, man. Persians, man, you know the history. The Persians and the Medes. Now God has given me that name through my husband, Almasi, the king, Almasi. Give me a wonderful husband, amen, that loves me, and I love him. Well, all my husbands have loved me. God has blessed me to marry 4 times. Not because I've sinned or done anything wrong or just sex or anything like that. No, if they do wrong, they have to go. Because I'm pure. I'm pure. I'm righteous. I'm holy. I carry the word of God. Man don't understand me. But I'll marry every time because God's word says it's not good for man to be alone. It's not good for woman to be alone. You're not supposed to be alone. Marry. Better to marry than to burn. That's kind of good. You need each other. You need companions. You need to talk to somebody. And your children aren't going to be there for you forever. They got to get their own husband or wife or their own spouse. They got to move on and leave you alone. And they got to become one with each other. And then they have children. Children have to go and leave them. And they got to find their own children. Their own spouse and continue the march to duplicate and multiply as God has given us the gift of multiplication. It's a gift, y'all. It's a blessing to have children. It's a blessing
because the children will protect your land and your estate, and they'll stand at the gate and protect you from your enemies. And you get old, the children will take care of you and really protect you. I remember in the older my mom got, the more very vigilant I was about my mom. I wouldn't want to let nobody mess with her. I wouldn't even smile when I went to a doctor's office. Ask the Indian people that took care of my mother. Every doctor's appointment, I was screw-faced. I never smiled because I wanted to see what they were going to do with my mom or for my mom. They better not touch her wrong. You understand? I was just so serious about my mom. I guarded my mom and protected my mom even from her own family. I didn't care who they were. Understand? My mom was serious about me and my mom. Mm-mm. My dad, mm-mm. Destroy everybody. Sister, brother, anybody. Just to tell you. Rosie? Oh, no, we ain't going to mess with that. Huh? Grandma? Come, Grandma. You know, very serious as a child about mine, my grandma, my dad, my mom. The children are an inheritance to protect you when you get older and you can't take care of yourself. Amen. Praise God and bless his holy name. I just want to thank you all for tuning in to today's broadcast. Those of you in Radio Land that have been listening to the sound of my voice, and those that are listening to this video today and tomorrow and next year, next week, whenever, or just those that just duplicate and emulate and repeat every word that I say, praise God and bless his holy name, because the anointing of God is upon my life. The anointing of God is upon every word that comes out of my lips. And thank you, every businessman, every businesswoman. I pray for Mr. Marshall Wilson that, you know, sold me land. I think it's 5 acres of land there in Maryland. Thank you so very much. God's going to bless him and bless his wife. Oh, I love them. Amen. Never even met them. Huh? Praise God. And I'm asking if you are interested in buying one of the townhouses that I'll be developing, putting up with the architectural engineer as they give me the feasibility study, which is what I'm waiting on right now. I have to pay them $50,000 for a feasibility study. Amen. And surveying the land and making sure that we'll be able to put up these houses. Amen. For people to live in. Amen. Praise God. $80 million project. $80 million United States currency project. Indeed. Thank you, Mr. Marshall Brooks. Blessing me to be a blessing to many people. I don't know how many townhouses we'll put up there. 30, 32, 60. Who knows? Feasibility study will tell us. I thank God for that community. I thank God for Allegheny County. I pray for that county. I pray that God will bless that county, because that county has been a blessing to me from the very first day that I stepped on that land. Thank God for them. Amen. I pray for the state of Maryland, because the state of Maryland has truly been a blessing to me. I pray also for Washington, D.C., because D.C. has been a blessing to me and my business, my service. Hallelujah. Everything. Washington, D.C. I pray for my little piece of real estate on Connecticut Avenue Northwest. Amen. I pray for all the staff that take care of my little office there. Amen. I pray for them. Amen. I pray for all of the state of North Carolina where my properties are, my houses, my apartment complex, my land, everything that I own in North Carolina. I pray for Cumberland County. I pray for Fort Bragg, because my property is like 1 second from Fort Bragg. Amen. I thank God for all of you that have supported me over the years and all the, men and women that I will anoint and set aside. I'm looking for 10%, y'all, 10%. Right now we have over 8 billion people. By 2030, it's going to be 15 billion people on this earth. I need the 10%. I need to anoint you. I need you all to come. Amen. Come as you are, so I can anoint you and appoint you and set you aside for 3.5 years that you sit with the Lord, and the Lord will teach you this vocation. He will teach you his word. God himself will be your tutor to teach you the word of the living God. Amen. And in his word you will speak. Only his word will you speak. Only God's word will you speak to the people. Amen. don't speak your own word, because your own word doesn't mean anything to anybody, not even to yourself. Your own word will fall to the ground. Amen. Your own word is comes to naught. But God's word, as he said here in Isaiah, it shall not return void unto him. Verse 10, I'll read it again if you didn't get it. It says, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and return not thither. So the rain comes down. You know, it filled up my bottle, right? Mine, it filled up my bottle. And I got full, I don't know, 24-ounce water. And as the snow from heaven, so they all come down and return not. So the rain does never go back. You know, you'll see, if you boil the water, you know, the vapor goes back up. You know, you see the dew and stuff like that, and the fog that comes on, and the vapor goes back up. But the rain never goes back up. It just falls down. God just sends rain to satisfy the earth. And the snow also, the first snowflake, and there's never been another snowflake like the very first snowflake. Every snowflake that falls is different. You, human being, are unique and different. God's word is unique and different to every man. So as we anoint you, we're going to set aside some people this upcoming season. We're going to anoint them in the name of Jesus. I need 1,000 people to come. Okay. Come now. We anoint you and set you aside so you can learn from the Lord. It says, but it waters the earth and it makes, it brings forth the fruit and the herbs and the bud, and it comes and it gives seed to the sower, and the sower, you know, harvests those fruits and the vegetables, and then they can then feed their family. Amen? And feed their children's children forever. The earth does all of this. And they eat the substance from the earth. Verse 11, so shall my word be that goes forth out of God's mouth, out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. God's word shall accomplish that which I please. The other thing when I pray in the morning, when I pray during my meditation time, I ask God that let the words in my mouth, let whatever I do be pleasing unto you. Your perfect will to be done. Not my will. See, I don't have to do what Jesus Christ did. I don't have to sacrifice for nobody. I don't have to die for anybody. I like you, but I ain't going to die for you. I ain't that much of a friend for you to just go out like that. I'm going to live forever, man. Jesus Christ has already accomplished that. God's word that it shall not return void unto him, but it shall accomplish. Accomplishment. Accomplishment means it's going to be finished. The word of God's mouth is perpetual forever. And I just said to the president of Tanzania, give me some land. I will buy it with United States currency. God will give me the money to pay for that land. And we'll put the Messiah people on it. And they will be there forever, perpetually. And nobody, no German, no Greek, nobody will ever be able to move these people off the land that I have. And I'm going to dedicate them to God. Yes, I'm a Christian. And they'll be learning God's word. Christianity. I'm not a Muslim. My husband is. But I'm not. I'm a Christian. Sold out for Christ. Amen. May it serve the Lord forever, eventually, forever, so that no man will ever be able to move them or evict them from the land. So tell me how much you want for a piece of land. It has to be the same size as the United States, so these people are going to be multiplying and growing like crazy. They're going to grow and their cattle are going to grow because they're blessed. Oh, God, they're highly favored, man. That's why they multiply so much. Because it's a promise and a covenant that God made to their and with their forefathers many, many years ago. They're natural. They're earth, man. They're just natural people. Natural people. And I don't want them to change. Not one lick.
women to keep their culture and their tradition, their language, and all of that they do. How would they create their stuff if I'm down with it? I'd be learning from them. I'll revisit them. Okay, I'm learning. Wow, I'll eat what they eat. You know what I mean? There's a reason for their existence. And the ecosystem of Tanzania will continue with all of them. The government will have their taxes. And so I'll pay the taxes for the land that I have. For the government of Tanzania. Amen? There you go. It'll be nothing but wealth coming from me. Nothing but wealth. Amen. Praise God and bless his holy name. But God's word is saying that it shall not return void unto him, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. God's word send it. Send it to people. And it shall prosper. I shall forever prosper. My children shall forever prosper. My children's children shall forever prosper. They're prosperous people. The nation, the tribes of all my children, with all tribes of all tribes, they'll prosper forever, perpetually, forever, to 10,000 and thousands and thousands of generations. Because I'm prospering, because my mom serves God. My mom prospers because my grandmother serves God. But you know what I'm saying? And all my grandmothers, all five children of my grandmother is prospering, and all of her children's children are prospering, and all of the children's children, I see with my own eyes, man. Oh, my God. My family's large, man. Both on my mother's side and my father's side. The Bantam family, oh, my God. It prospered like crazy. My father had one last daughter. All sons. My sons will have sons. One. I have 10,000 sons. They will prosper forever. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Because God said, we are his, and we are going to take his word, and he's going to send for his word, and it shall accomplish all that he has sent it to do. Amen. I'm going to end today's broadcast. I don't want to get so excited. You know, I'm excited for you. I'm excited for your family. I pray that the Lord will bless you. I pray that the Lord will keep you. I pray that the Lord will make his face to shine upon you. I pray that he will be gracious unto you and give you peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding, as you keep your mind and your heart stayed on him to love God first, seek first the kingdom of God, and all his righteousness, all these things that be added unto you. I pray for your success, that everything that you desire to do, everything that you put your hand to, everything, every endeavor that you think about, whatever it is, I pray that it be blessed and that you just do you. Get online, create your business, do you. It will prosper, it will come. You'll learn the business, you'll learn your trade, you'll learn whatever it is, your vocation, because we need you to do that which is in your brain. You know, that idea, we need you to just let it be. Come, bring it out. And if you don't know how to do it, just call me, email me, text me, you know, 562-443-1734 and mkstcg1@gmail.com. mkstcg1@gmail.com. Amen? Amen. I will answer your petitions or your requests, or, you know, seriously. And if I can't, I'll give it to one of the apostles, one of the elders, one of the pastors, one of the ministers, one of the lay people. Could you send a message? Could you keep in touch with this person for me? Amen. Amen. Praise God and bless his holy name. You guys have a wonderful day in the Lord. This is such a great day. It's just a great day. I love you guys so much. I'm going to pray us out. Amen. And excuse me one more time. I'm going to drink some of this water, the rain water. Oh, my God. You guys got to come to the Caribbean Islands, man. Come join me next week as we are going to be at Sukkot 2023. 8 days of praising God, both from the Caribbean to the United States of America. Amen. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for your people everywhere. Thank you so much, Lord God, for them. I pray for them, Lord God, that they will have truly great success. I pray for their finances, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for their body, Lord God, that it will be healed through the blood of Jesus Christ, Lord God, from the top of their head
the sole of their feet, Lord God, whatever they're going through, their fingers, their hands, Lord God, their arms, Lord God, their shoulder. I pray, Lord God, you take out all the pain out of their body, Lord God, as they learn to stretch, Lord God, from the head to the neck to the shoulders, Lord God, as they stretch every part of their ligament in the mighty name of Jesus, their butt, their buttocks, oh God, their loins, Lord God, their thighs, their hips, every area, their knees, oh God. Lord God, their thighs, their legs, every area, every muscle, that stretch. Heal them in the name of Jesus. Let them do what their medical doctors told them to do, Lord God, so that they can be well in the name of Jesus, Lord God, because you created science for a purpose. Lord God, to help heal the people as they eat their natural herbs and their natural fruits and vegetables, and they understand more about how to take care of themselves, how to take care of the earth. Lord God, give them, Lord God, just a desire, Lord God, to want to do your work, Lord God. I pray that they will, because we need so many people to help your people. The earth is hurting, Lord God. They need to hear from you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. I pray for this earth. I pray for the United States of America, Lord God, every state, Lord God, all the way, every tributary, every water, Lord God, that flows in America, Lord God, from sea to shining sea, Lord God. I pray for every hill, every molehill, every mountain, Lord God. I pray for the United States of America, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for all the governing bodies, Lord God, from the very top, Lord God, all the military, Lord God, to all of the CIA, FBI, all of the defense, Lord God, all the firemen and police officers, fire marshals, postmasters, Lord God, every teacher, Lord God, every leader, Lord God, in their respective places, Lord God, we thank you, Father, for every church, Lord God, that goes forward and minister your words, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for every leader that loves you, Lord God, that's trying to do, you know, right by your people, Lord God. Encourage them, Lord God. Let them not be discouraged, Lord God. Let them know that they're not the only one that's seeking first the kingdom of God. They're not the only one that's ministering to a few people, 5 people, 10 people, 50 people. Some are ministering to hundreds and thousands and 2,000, 3,000, 5,000, 10,000. Some of those are mega, mega churches, and it's doing really well here on this earth. I pray for them, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for the finances, Lord God, our money, Lord God, all the things that we have to do, our currency. I pray, Lord God, hallelujah, for the healing of this nation, that our nation would turn to you and serve you, Lord God. That is my prayer. That is my petition, that they will serve you, Lord God, that they will repent of their sins and say, Father, forgive me. I've done wrong. I've wronged you, and I've wronged myself, and I've wronged my friends and family and coworkers. And just repent and just turn from their wicked ways, and then just turn and just start doing a new thing, Lord God, and speaking first the kingdom of God. Thank you, God, for your word today. Thank you, Lord God, for the book of Isaiah and all the students, Lord God, and that we're able to read your word, Lord God, that was written so many, many years ago. I pray, Lord God, hallelujah, I pray for peace. And I pray for Israel. I pray, Lord God, for the land of Israel there, Jerusalem, and all of that area, that region, Lord God, of so many people, so many men and women, so many different religious sectors just love Israel. And they love that peace that's theirs. And I pray for that land, Lord God. It belongs to so many people, Lord God, the Muslims and the Jewish people and, you know, the Hebrew people and, you know, so many people, Lord God, come there. I pray for that nation, Lord God. I pray for your people, those that hold up the blood-stained banner and hold up every vessel. I pray, Lord God, for this island of Jamaica, Lord God, that you have blessed me to be at since the 12th of this month of September. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you will continue to bless it, to heal it, to prosper it, Lord God, from every blade of grass, Lord God, as it continuously to grow, Lord God, in wealth, Lord God, in tourism. I pray for the finance, Lord God, of this nation. I pray, Lord God, that they keep their independence, that They've gone 61 years now, Lord God, as an independent nation. I pray for every people of this nation. I pray, Lord God, for the mothers and the fathers, sisters and the brothers, the children, Lord God, the grandparents, Lord God, the aunties and the uncles. I pray for, Lord God, friends and family and all the businesses, Lord God. Bless them, Lord God, as they try, Lord God, to make ends meet with the economy just going like crazy and going up, up, and up, Lord God. I pray, Lord God. I pray, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for my driver. Thank you, Lord God, for all those that have blessed me. Thank you, Father, for this apartment, this house that I live in. Thank you, Lord God, for just everything, Lord God, my land, all my estate here in the island of Jamaica. I thank you, Lord God, for all the people that live on my land. Praise God. I thank you, Lord God, for them, all my family. I thank you and I praise your holy name. Bless all my cousins, Lord God, my first cousins all over the world, those in Canada, those in England, those in Japan, and those in Spain, and a family, Lord God, that's in, of course, Jamaica and the Caribbean islands. And, you know, they've just spanned the globe in Africa. My family that's in Tanzania, I pray for them, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, for every nation, from Somalia to Sierra Leone to Ghana, West Africa, Lord God, from South Africa, Lord God, to all the way to the Ivory Coast and Morocco and all of my friends, Lord God, that I know in various nations around the world, from Korea to Japan, Lord God. I pray for, Father, for all of the European nations and all the Commonwealth nations, and I just pray, Lord God, from Cuba, oh my God, all the Caribbean islands, Lord God, I pray for South America, Brazil, and Venezuela, and to North America, all of the Americans, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, for all the islands, Lord God, and from that the land down under, I pray for them. I pray, Lord God, for Iceland and Greenland, Lord God, Italy and Germany and Russia, Lord God. I pray for Ukraine. I pray, Lord God, for France. And, oh, my gosh, there's so many nations around the world. I think it's 280 countries around the world. I pray, Lord God, for the Philippine Islands, Lord God. So many people have blessed me. There's people in Kenya. Oh, my goodness. East Africa, the West Africa, South Africa, the North Africa. Pray, Lord God, for Saudi Arabia, Lord God. The people from Pakistan that are listening to the broadcast, I pray for them. Pray for the people in Thailand and those that are in Laos, Lord God, Taiwan. Pray for them, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for your people everywhere, every culture, every language. I pray, Lord God, for Indonesia, my friend Linda Kwok, Lord God, Linda Kwok. I thank you, Father, for her. I thank you, Lord God, for all the American people, Lord God, and all the nations that make up America, from Mexico to New Mexico to all of Portugal. My goodness, so many nations. And listening to the broadcast, Lord God, so many people. I pray for them, Lord God, that you'll heal them, whatever they're dealing with. I pray for India, Lord God. Some people, Lord God, don't have water. We talk about water and thirsting and eating, and people are hungry. So many people are needing food, Lord God. Lord God, and I thank you, Lord God, for, you know, giving me ideas and things that we have to do to create food and substance for people to eat, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the people that you've given unto me, and I give back to you all the wealth that you've given to me and to your people. I give them back to you, Lord God. I give back all the ministers, Lord God, and in their own stead, wherever they are, I pray, and I give them all back to you. I give you all the radio announcers that minister your word day in and day out, 24/7, they're broadcasting the word of the living God. I pray for my King's service, radio and television broadcasting network, Lord God, as we expand the globe. I pray for our transportation system and our real estate system and our website system and our financial system and our investment group and all the ideas that you've given me, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I give it all back to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Come now, Holy Spirit, come. In Jesus' name, may the words of my mouth and a meditation of my heart be found acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. God bless you all. Go in peace. Have a great day today. This is Sabbath of the Lord. And enjoy the week that's coming up, Sunday. Every birthday personalities, every birthday for September. I want to sing happy birthday for my son. His birthday was September 20th. Happy birthday, Eugene. My grandson, his birthday October the 3rd. And all my grandsons and my birthday coming up in November. My son's birthday in November, my son's birthday in December, my grandson's birthday in December. All the birthday people, we are birthday people. God's birthday celebration. I want to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. And I want to sing it the old way. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. May the dear Lord bless 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 you. How old are you now? 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 I want to say happy birthday to a prophetess, Denise Willington. Her birthday was on the 15th of September. Happy birthday to you. And also want to say happy birthday to her daughter, Priscilla. She had a wonderful birthday. This is July. I'm going way back, but I want to say happy birthday from those that started their birthday season in January this year, 2023, up until this time. My husband, his birthday is in May. You know, all the birthdays. Happy birthday. Enjoy your year. Enjoy your life. Just enjoy. And just remember God. All that you're getting, all that you're getting. The Word of God says, do not forget God. Do not forget that it is He, God, that has given you the power to get wealth. It is He, God, that has blessed you for increase so you can be a blessing to many people, people that you don't even know of. It's blessing. And also, don't forget the poor, because God's Word, Jesus Christ said, the poor will be with us always. And always, with whenever you eat all of your stuff, leave some substance for the poor so that they can too have bread. Amen. God bless you. This is the Archbishop, the Right Reverend, Dr. Marcia Karen Smith Abrams Almasi, coming to you live from the Caribbean islands of Jamaica, West Indies. God bless you. Have a great day. Amen. Come to Sukkot next week. Come on. Bring something with you. Oh, let me explain the Sukkot. It is 8 days of praise and celebration to God, but God's word that you cannot come empty-handed. Amen. And we're going to be coming from Deuteronomy chapter 5, I believe, showing you what God's word says. You're going to come with the praises of the Lord, but you got to bring a gift and bring it before midnight. Amen. It's 8 days to celebrate all that you have. Bring your substance, your first fruit. Just, you know, something that you thought about, a poem, something you've written, you know, a song, a story, whatever. You're going to give it over to God himself, the Abba Father, the God of all gods, God the Almighty, God the first, God the last. He's the beginning. He's the end. He's the Alpha. He is the Omega. He is Jehovah. He is Jah. Amen. He is all that we need. Bring your offering to God and give it to the priest. You can give it to me. Amen. I'm going to present it back to God. I'm going to get right back to God. Amen. And somebody, whoever's birthday it is that day, will open up the presence of God. We're going to blow out the candle. You know, big birthday celebration, God's birthday celebration. And we're going to have praise. We're going to be partying. We're going to have music, songs, festivals, Everyone will be praising God. Dance like David danced. Dance with all your might, thanking him. Amen. That is Sukkah. Some people will live outside in booths and stuff with vegetables and, you know, looking at the stars and everything. They'll make their makeshift booths and live outdoors all 8 days, man, and celebrate natural, the earth, you know. Do they become vegetarian, vegans, whatever, you know? Amen. Celebrate and celebrate. Just praising God 24/7, 7 days a week, 8 full days of praise, 8 full days nonstop praise. That is God's birthday celebration. That is Sukkot 2023. Amen. In the year of our Lord, God bless you. Amen.